I have the joy of being the pastor of a Christian community, inspired by the gospel not only on Sundays, but every day of the week. It follows the teachings of Jesus of Nazareth, unconditional compassion, hospitality, charity, and mercy, regardless of status, nationality, or sexual orientation, as we are all blessed children of God. Our ministry involves a whole community of people in an inclusive approach and aims to be prophetic of everything a Christian community should be. The challenge for this community is to form community, to form a body, right in the middle of an urban environment where individuality and indifference are on the rise. Many opportunities are available to develop this community spirit, including family meetings after Sunday masses, a brunch each month, bringing together some 175 people from September to May, support and faith-sharing groups on the last Sunday of every month, and many other activities organized by people increasingly involved in the fundraising campaign, helping them to develop a community pride and a sense of belonging. But the Eucharist remains the greatest force that can create and recreate such a body. And we strive to ensure that our Sunday liturgies nourish the soul and strengthen the bonds of community, while respecting the spiritual itinerary of each of its members, some of whom may only be dropping in for a spiritual boost. The Church pays particularly attention to its dissenters, offering them the chance to meet and to express criticisms and disappointments regarding the institution, with a view to promoting responsible dissent and developing avenues for communication and for a dialogue with the Church for the future. The Missionary Oblates of Mary Immaculate, in communion with the Archbishop of Montreal, who recognizes the importance of this ministry in his diocese, will continue for a few more years with a whole ministry team, their evangelization mission in an urban environment at the heart of the gay village. Thus, through its historic origins, the Christian community pursues its evangelical work to promote respect for the dignity of those who are excluded, unloved, and living in all kinds of poverty. A hospitality and companionship service is provided by a highly trained team for those poor people who are known and who are suffering in their lives. The parish of St. Peter the Apostle is in the process of merging with the neighboring parish of St. Brigid, left with only a small chapel under the portico of its magnificent church tower following the sale of the property. Such is life at St. Peter the Apostle. Such is also the beauty of this church.
Before you leave, please listen to stop number 20.